All right, good morning. I want to call the Appropriations Committee to order. The time is 10:33. The first order of business is roll call. Clerk?
Congressman Veekhorst?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Here.
Speaker Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Chair Revard?
Here. We have a quorum. The next item is item number three, which is prayer. And I was wondering, Speaker, could you render the prayer this morning, please?
Yes, thank you. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this beautiful day, another day to serve the Osage people and to serve you, Lord. Lord, please help us make the best decisions that we can possibly make for our folks. Please protect our children, our elders, and bless each family represented here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Speaker. The next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes, and those are attached to your calendar invite, and they're dated August 5th.
Chair.
Yes.
Motion to approve the minutes dated August 5th, 2025.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any that do not approve say no. All right, thank you. The minutes from August 5th, 2025 have been approved. The next item is just, it's an agenda item. I've titled it Congressional Appropriations Report that opens up for us to speak to and about where we are. As mentioned from the speaker, you know, we're without a budget analyst this session. And so going in, this session is going to be very important for us. I've asked the treasurer to join us to have remarks as well about where we are now. And I think that's always important when we start out for this session. And so also I wanted to speak to the committee about what money that we have available, you know, that are in our reserves, our revolving funds. A lot of times we have self-governance and non-tribal funds that are available to us. As you could hear from our chief this morning, the request, you know, the $90 million in totality includes all of our component units in our audit. It includes our legislative, our judicial. And so at this time, I mean, looking back, then this is the request that it takes to, we're saying that the request is saying that this is what it takes to operate this the nation. Includes all of our branches and everybody at this time and moment. These are the requests coming down. So I wanted to talk about the projected revenue. That's our next item as well, to just look at our revenue and then to talk about the outlays. And so we're in recess, as you know. So what I would like to do is to turn it over to the treasurer to give a report to this committee, and then we'll go into projected revenue and then resume session. So So I'll turn it over to Treasurer Batson at this time.
Okay, I want to thank you for this opportunity to speak and kind of summarize where we're at. You know, these last few months, there have been a lot of changes. Changes that I'm not always the biggest fan of change when it happens, but even when change happens, it provides that there are opportunities that come with it. And with some of the staff changes in my office and the staff change down here, it's provided us an opportunity of where I feel like the treasurer and Congress can get on the same page more than we have been, because it's an opportunity. We're not going to be in that default mode of do exactly the same thing we did last time anymore, because the people that did the same thing last time literally aren't here anymore. So it gives us an opportunity to try and improve it, and I think make it in a way that everyone else will be more satisfied than they have been in the past. And that's my goal, and that's what I'm trying to do in this session. You know, like I said, it's been challenging, but right now I feel better about this year's budgets and the information I'm presenting to you. It really feels like it's mine this time. It doesn't feel like I'm reading something that a staff member gave me that I hadn't had a chance to review, because it just came in. And, you know, that was my goal. So, you know, I started this last spring, was I want to have all this and I want to have full knowledge of it. And I have accomplished that goal. I'm there now. So I look forward to the session and we will get down to business.
Okay, thank you, Treasurer. Are there any questions from the committee to the Treasurer at this point? And if not, then let's move into our next agenda item then, which would be projected revenue. I am the sponsor, and so if the committee would like, I can turn it over to my Vice Chair, Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. You can go ahead and address it.
Okay, thank you.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
And I have some, like, three separate emails. Projected tribal distribution. Seems like there's three of those. Do I need to print all three of those out? Is anyone aware of what those are? I'm trying to get it sitting here in front of me so I can take a look at it while we're talking about projected revenue. If the distribution is changing, then we need to have those documents. So I think I have one from Brooklyn and two from...
The two from Jordan are the ones regarding the distribution. The one from Brooklyn is just the digital copy of last year's resolution that Congresswoman Rivard sent to us.
So we do need to have a copy that one of the new one.
No, that's not the new one. Owens, the one that Brooklyn sent is ONCR 2512.
I'm talking about from gaming?
Yes. But both of them should be the same.
Okay.
One is just a public version and one is a confidential version.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
I think I sent it to the printer already. I'm going to go.
Congresswoman Rivard, do you want to proceed?
Okay, thank you. So since we've been here in this committee meeting and having session this morning, we were notified by gaming that they're amending their tribal distribution. And it looks like they're increasing their amount to 78.7. And that's an increase from the 77.5. And that's looked like that. We just received that this morning. Okay, so I can see. I'm with you, Congresswoman Whitehorn, now. So what you should have right now is a copy of 2512, which is the most recent projected revenue and the reason that was given to you guys so you could see what the outlays were last year. And then the spreadsheet that has the revenue described, that's from Treasurer Batson. And that tells you how he was able to get to his revenue numbers. And then we were just notified in Communications 25309 that they'd like to increase the distribution amount. And so I would agree if you guys would like for those are in your email. If you want those printed, we can get those to you. I just want the committee to be aware that there is a increase in the distribution that just came through.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
The document that we're supposed to have from the Treasury, is that in my email right now as well? And what time was it sent?
So, Congresswoman Whitehorn, I gave you a copy of 2512, and in that was also that spreadsheet.
Okay.
And it's also in your email that was sent out by our clerk this morning.
Okay.
So you should have right now a copy of 2512. That shows the outlays, the revenue spreadsheet, and then the new distribution.
Okay. Thank you.
And Chair Revert, and actually on the revenue projection I did, they actually put in a lower number for gaming interest than I had based on my estimate. So it's actually going to, my number is going to decrease 300,000 because I had 1.5 million for interest and they just presented 1.2.
Committee is is there any other discussion over, well, we've had two conversations briefly over the distribution and then the gaming interest amount that's going to be on here? We're going to need to also work through, so those two things are going to need addressing. And then we're also going to need to look at the outlays because those are not, there's, they're not dictated in the bill yet or in the resolution yet. So I think that's where Congresswoman Revard is headed, but I just want to get the committees all situated in the same direction.
Well, Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I think the what's going to take the most conversation is keeping track of the amendments, and I think if we're going to amend the revenue section, that's something we should probably do if the committee agrees. I don't know that they agree, but if we look at the information from the chairman.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So what I'm seeing here is those numbers are the same with, except gaming interest goes down to 1.2 instead of staying at 1.5. So that's the only amendment that would be required for
gaming. No, the distribution amount would need to be amended as well. Total
distribution.
The gaming distribution line would need to be changed and the interest.
Well, it says 77.5 here in their document.
Oh.
Actually, the gaming distribution, distribution line. My worksheet had gaming distribution and then gaming interest as two separate lines. Mm-hmm. And the 77,500,000 was the same on both of them. Their interest number just came in a little lower than I had estimated it by 300,000.
Okay, good deal. Thank you. So that, yes, then to answer your question, the gaming interest line is the one that would need to change.
So are we ready to start working on those? You want me to amend that?
I would. Congresswoman Whitehorn, if you would like to do that, that would be wonderful.
Well, I just thought we'd do it as we go, or do you want to do it in total?
That's what I was wondering. What do you guys think? I think if we're addressing revenue, we should amend revenue and then go in.
Well, I don't have a notebook to write my amendment down on.
Chair, if I may, too, I also wanted to let everyone know another piece of this that we're missing, not having our budget analyst is the on the amendment pieces. The clerk and the speaker and myself and second speaker have agreed to go slow. I think we talked to Congresswoman Goodfox about this as well, since she served on rules and ethics for years. And I think it's, as we go through these amendments, it's okay if we go slow. And we'll make copies and make sure that the clerk, rules and ethics, the appropriate committee chairs, that we're all on the same page. So I just ask for everybody's patience as we work through session on our amendments. And also, Chair, if I may, this will be really good for us. A funny thing is, last year when we did FY25 projected revenue, it was ONCR 2512. That's where I was messed up. The 2026 is 2521.
Right.
So you guys helped me throughout session with that. Thank you.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you. This is, I plan to bring this up when we get back into session with the whole body, but since you guys are meeting and we have people from this committee, I think, also on rules and ethics. I think that's Congressman King. Are you on this committee and rules and ethics?
No,
oh, you're not on this
I
committee.
Am.
Okay, you are. So I was going to recommend that Congress, yes, go slow. We are working with no budget analyst, and we're working with no controller during a budgetary session. And as crazy as I think that is, I think it's slightly irresponsible, but be that as it may, I'm going to be a proponent of going through the committee of jurisdiction, getting stuff out, and then moving it to the appropriations committee before it's voted on for a final vote, just so that we can ensure that we are in a good place. We're going slow right now, but in 2 weeks, we're going to be moving fast. And that's where mistakes can happen. The mistakes can happen even when we're moving slow. We have a small amount of bills that were filed, but we know that that is going to change. And so I didn't know how this committee feels, and I would like to hear from you before I make a motion, because that's a motion that I am contemplating, is that we not vote on anything reported out of the committee of jurisdiction, that it go to appropriations before a final vote occurs. So I'd like to hear from the committee.
Thank you, Congresswoman. As the person who is going to be tracking those amendments to the bill, all the bills, and as a person who sits on rules and ethics, I would agree with you and appreciate that motion. That's how I would like to see that play out, because then it gives me the chance, not just me, but it gives me the chance, at least tracking the amendments, the chance to put eyes on it about four times before it leaves and goes out to the floor. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I agree with that. It wouldn't be the first time that we've done that, and I think it's just a good way to put your bills all back together before they hit the floor. So I agree.
Speaker.
Thank you. I also agree. I think that we're all just a little bit uncertain as to how this process will work without some of these other positions in place. I think the most amount of caution and diligence that we can put into it is the best, and take the time to do what we need to do.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, Second Speaker. Redcorn, I have an amendment written for the change we need to make over the gaming distribution on the interest line. So in ONCR 2521, page 1, line 40, strike $1,500,000 and insert $1,200,000. And
adjust totals accordingly.
That's a motion.
Second.
Thank you, committee. There's a motion and a second. All of those in, or any discussion? Excuse me. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to amend, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Seeing none, thank you. The amendment passes. So, Treasurer, if you want to check my math, that would put the total tribal funding amount at $85,870,077. Is that correct?
That's exactly what I have.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Are there any other lines that anybody would like to discuss in that section, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes, and I spoke with Appropriations Chair before the meeting started, and it's a question I have, and maybe the Treasurer can help us get more clearly defined. I haven't looked at the law yet, but I have pulled apart the budgets and put them in my own little rudimentary spreadsheets under the type of revenue that we're spending out of. And I'm having a huge difference in what we're calling the total of restricted revenue at 2.4. I'm getting 3-something as it's labeled in all the bills that we have. And I know that that's reverse engineering the projected revenue, but I'm concerned about what we do call restricted revenues. I believe on, let me see if I can call it up here, have it. On ONCA 25100, if I'm correct in this, there's like 2.4 million that's labeled restricted revenue on 25100. And then on 25103, there's about 813,000 and some change that's also called restricted revenue, which puts us way over what we have here. So I just need some definition about what we classify and call restricted revenue, not wanting to throw a problem down, but I just think we all need to have an understanding what that term means and what that actually is when we see it in a budget, because there's a huge discrepancy in the dollar amount. So just want to put that out there and for discussion to see if we can at least have an understanding before moving forward.
Treasurer, would you be able to lend a little bit of explanation to that, please?
I will reconcile to the bill, but restricted revenue is, it's money that we can't spend it however we want. It, you know, for whatever reason, you know, like interest on the roads money. There are regulations and an agreement we have with Federal Highway Administration. We can't just spend that money however we want. So it's restricted in use. Income generated from ARPA-funded projects. The money made off the ARPA-funded projects has to be spent on ARPA projects. Those are the rules of the ARPA money. And you know, the property income account, that's a restriction that Congress put on that money of how it can be used. And the senior housing for Pawhuska that was funded with ARPA, that's restricted as well. I'll have to go look at the bill and compare that to the total. You know, we tried to get everything done early, but the truth is we were getting changes to budgets.
Oh, yeah.
We probably got some this morning. I know we got some Friday afternoon. And I'll have to compare the totals to see where the difference is.
Second Speaker.
Go ahead.
So I understand putting restrictions on our appropriations, the things that you've mentioned. for my purposes, what I'm looking at is how it goes into this projected revenue resolution. Are so in my mind, I'm trying to understand if the $2,440,000 of restricted revenue is totally classified as tribal restrictions, and then we have non-tribal restrictions for other purposes. Because if we do, we need to, I think we need to designate that that restriction is a non-tribal restriction, and it doesn't just fall under the category of restricted. And I will admit to you, I have not read the law, the definition in the law. So I need to take that step. I just haven't got that far yet. But that's my question. Do we need to, as, and I think it's more a congressional question in our legislation, do we need to designate restricted tribal and restricted non-tribal in these bills?
Treasurer.
To me, that's up to you. Kind of the way I look at this, the restricted revenue has always been listed. In Section 2 of the bill, it comes out. So really, I'm not even exactly sure why we put it on here, but that's what we've done, so I stuck with that and did it the same way. But it literally nets out at the bottom and isn't. So whatever ends up being the remaining available for appropriation does not include the restricted. I mean, I could put a note next to it whether the restriction comes from tribal law or via federal. To me, that's not a distinction, but if you guys would like to know the origin of the restriction of the money, I could put a note next to it designating that.
Congresswoman Rebard.
So, committee, help me remember, I think that during one of these projected revenue resolutions when we were discussing ARPA last year, didn't we? We did do some footnoting for ourselves, I think, in that resolution that talked about ARPA, if you remember. I'm not opposed to that. I see where you're coming from, Congresswoman Whitehorn, and I think it just helps us down the line, like, to remember, okay, those dollars are restricted to ARPA. Right now, this committee that's sitting here, Congress members, I mean, in thinking about it, we know DNR harvest land, the meat processing and domestic and housing, we know those are ARPA projects. And that those dollars are restricted because they're ARPA projects. But yet that we also know that those dollars turn into tribal dollars that we restrict, or that ARPA's restricted our tribal dollars, so to speak. I'm open, Congresswoman Whitehorn. I know exactly, I understand where you're coming from. The beauty of this is our resolution, and how we want to present it, that's up to us. So if you would like to do that under the restricted and call it tribal or non-tribal or ARPA, whatever makes us look at that and it tell its story better in the future, I would be in agreement with that.
Speaker, and then Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you. I apologize, Congresswoman. So, Treasurer, in your opinion, it does not need to be broken out in that way. Is that what you said?
I don't see a need for it. To me, that's a preference of Congress.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thanks for pointing out to us that we go ahead and pull that out down in later in the resolution, because I didn't look that far. I got stuck on these amounts aren't correct. And I think that we need to get this resolution out so we can move forward with this session. So, but I truly believe that this is something that we need to, as a Congress, because I look at these bills and I look at those restrictions on things, and it's kind of like, okay, is that really tribal dollars that are restricted, or is that non-tribal dollars that are restricted? And to me, in this should not have anything that's a non-tribal. So we need to designate what we call restricted tribal dollars, I think. And that's just a thought, and I think Congressman Potts has his hand up back there.
Yeah, I'll have a comment, and then Congressman Potts. I hear what you're saying, but I think the longer we talk about it and we say restricted tribal and we say restricted non-tribal, I, at the moment, especially like if I'm going to use the examples of harvest land and meat processing and ENR domestic, yes, originally those were federal dollars that came in, but the revenue generated is actually tribal now. But the original sender has restrictions on it. So I actually see it as tribal dollars. So, yeah, I kind of have to wrap my mind around that. I don't know that it's necessary to break it out right this second. As you know, because going down the road several years from now, there won't be the same restrictions on that money, and it'll just be revenue. So anyway, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I would agree. I don't know that there's a need to kind of figure it out today, but going back to the law, it's the annual budget cannot exceed annual projected revenue. So you can't just exclude it. You need to include the projection of federal funds, the projection of restricted funds, the projection of, you've got to have it all in there. Otherwise you're not going to be able to appropriate restricted dollars per the provision of law. So it's got to be in there somewhere. How you denote it, we can argue about that 6 months from now, but the total's got to be in there, and the total needs to be listed as restricted if the intent is to appropriate any of those restricted funds. That would be my two cents of how we've handled that in the past.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, then that brings us back to the amounts that are over this 2.4 that's designated restricted. So I really think we need to get this out today. I think those are conversations we need to have. But from the budgets that I'm looking at, we're probably close to $1 million over in what the budgets designate as restricted revenue. So
I don't know that I've arrived at that same number, and I'm the one that's put in all the budgets. I mean, and Congresswoman Rivard has too, but I would have to double check the inputs to see where you're getting over $3 million in restricted income totals and which sections those are from. Because I've pulled out the restricted totals on all of my spreadsheets, so I could be wrong, and I'm remembering a different number, but again, the other component of that is what I have to keep telling myself is that these are projections. Mm-hmm. This is not a set in stone number either. Congresswoman Rivard.
I think Congressman Potts, I agree with your comment too. I think the totals are there. And that's what we're, you know, what we need to be concerned with at this point. I do agree with Congresswoman Whitehorn. I would be open to work with you, Congresswoman, during, you know, the interim, that we do look at that along with our treasurer and maybe revisit. And with Congressman Potts, maybe we start looking at to look at this again. We haven't looked at it in a long time, if you guys think about it. We really haven't. And so, because things have changed, we've received, you know, a large amounts of non-tribal dollars, and now we're starting to derive interest, which is a good problem to have. So in the future, I feel like it's a great opportunity to revisit the language that surrounds our restricted revenue, you know, in code, our language. So I agree with you, Congresswoman, on that. I like that these resolutions and our legislation to tell a story, especially the appropriation legislation. So I'm ready to move on to the outlays if the committee would be okay.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
So last year, at this time, with the executive branch, we'll talk about the outlay that was determined for the executive branch was at $60 million. And so if you notice that when drafting the bill, I just put zero because I wanted the committee to be able to fill this information out. That's, you know, the responsibility of our committee is to set the budgetary outlays. And so with that in mind, I was just wondering if anybody had any suggestions going forward on what the outlay you think should be.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, we figured it in different ways in the past. We've taken our total projected revenue and the Appropriations Committee has made decisions about how much of this do we want to hold back and put into the permanent fund, or how much goes to lines of direct services to the people, how much has, what's the, been the annual spending of the judicial and the congressional branches, and then looked and to see what we think we need to put the executive branch. To me, it seems like we're backing into that right now because we already have a budget request from the executive branch that hasn't had the guidance from Congress to let them know the number that they have to budget toward. I think there's a lot of variables in there that I see that need to operate differently. I believe that we're required to appropriate an annual operating budget. I think that that needs to be, I think in some people's mind that's different. I've noticed in these appropriation bills within the executive branch, there's a request for about $3 million worth of land and $1 million worth of to go into the permanent funds, which I support all of that. But there's $4 million right there that I don't consider to be operation money. It's not operations. So in my mind. So here we are looking at, I don't know, what is the budgetary outlay? I mean, what is the budget request just for the executive branch bills? What did he say? I didn't write it down. Is it 80 million? Is it treasurer? Do you know the exact amount of just for the executive branch bills? I think there's three of them, maybe.
I'll have to pull it up. I don't know.
Right. Off the top of my head. So here we're operating. We don't even really know what the total request is for the executive. We don't have that number compiled for us, but we need to know what the request is. So those are some variables I see within these requests. Then we have an outside request from our Osage LLC for in excess of $7 million as well, which to me, that's not operating capital. So first, I think our first and foremost duty is to pass out operating budgets within an executive outlay. And to me, if that's more clearly defined, then we know what it takes to operate the government, buying property and investing investment capital into outer entities is not operating funds. So I need to know what it costs just to operate the executive branch.
Treasurer Batson and then Congressman Pauls.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, it's $80,621,550.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the function of the budget outlay is truly just a budgetary tool. At this point, I would say you could leave the outlay at $0. The requirement by law is that you not exceed annual projected revenue. Mm-hmm. The outlay is simply a budgetary tool. 15-1A-101 says budgetary outlay means the amount of anticipated expenditures for a given fiscal year. 1A-104-D-1, the budgetary outlay shall state the amount of tribal funding each branch of government should budget for the respective year. Budgets are done. It's in our hands now. The only requirement by law is that you not exceed projected revenue. The outlay, any time after budgets are submitted, is irrelevant throughout the year. The outlay is only required as a function to submit the executive branch budget, judicial branch budget, and legislative branch budget. So I don't know that spending a lot of time trying to figure out what that number is important right now. The only other requirement that doesn't really have to be fulfilled is it says that the anticipated budgetary outlays for the next five fiscal years should be included in projected revenue. I don't know that we've ever gotten a handle on that one. So I would just caution the committee, let's not beat a dead horse trying to figure out how much to tell them to budget for. The budgets are here. We've got a number. So.
And thank you, Congressman Potts. And yes, he's right. And to piggyback off of Treasurer Batson's comment that the overall executive request right now, basically the bill that will come out with that total is about 80.5. That does not include our branch, judicial, the LLC request, and a number of other things. And Chief totaled all of the things, all the requests at 95 million. So, but the tribal bill, the tribal request from executive is, I actually have 80.2. So he's obviously got some amendments in there that I don't have, but and I would agree with Congressman Potts. The other, if the committee feels like we have to set an outlay in order to not have zeros in the budget, which is totally a preference, the distribution is not much different than last year's. If we look at last year's projected revenue bill as an example to follow, if we wanted to put numbers in, I don't think that it would be far-fetched to mirror them off of last year's numbers, but I also would agree that I don't necessarily know at this point that we have to have an outlay. And like he said, the budgets are already here. They've been run through and processed. So I think it's just a committee preference at this point, but I would, if we do feel like we need numbers in those places in that resolution, I would just turn your attention to last year's numbers as a guide. Committee, any additional conversation on that? Thoughts, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
So looking at last year's resolution, the total projected revenue says it was 86,908,467.
Are you looking at last year's?
I'm looking at last year's, the one that we have sitting, that Congresswoman Rivard supplied us with. Okay. So that included, so I was just, I was getting hung up on backing out the restricted revenue, but I think that it has to stay in there. I think we consider the total projected revenue to be 86,908,467. And I think that's the total that we appropriated toward, correct? So I'm okay with leaving that all zeros. I agree. We've passed that. That's blown by us, and we've the outlay's not is in no effect right now where we are. So I'm think we should go ahead and just pass it out unless other people want to put an outlay in there.
Sponsor, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with the comments that have been made. I feel like I believe that the budgets have already been submitted. There's a deadline that Congress has put into law, and the deadline was met. So I appreciate the time the treasurer took to validate the revenue. And for this session, I'm really looking at the revenue and not so much the outlays. I do respect the budgetary tool of an outlay, but at this point, I don't know that the outlays are necessary as much as the revenue. Now, going forward, I do like the fact that we know how much. I like that Congresswoman Whitehorn was able to go back to the previous resolution to see where were we, and it does tell that story. It won't next year. But I'm just saying it's going to say zero as long as that we can remember those sitting here that we remember what we did. That's all. I don't feel like it's going to. I think the total amount of the revenue number is what is important at this time.
Okay, committee. Any other discussion on this resolution? Is there any movement on the resolution?
Chair, I'll make a motion.
Go ahead.
Then I'll make a motion to send ONCR 25-21 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
As amended.
As amended.
Second.
Committee, there's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you. The motion passes and it will go to Congress.
Okay. So that was a motion to report
ONCR. Yep.
Thank you.
Yes. As amended. Okay. I'm going to turn the chair back over to Congresswoman Rivard at this point.
All right. Thank you, committee. And the next item, of course, is our pending legislation, which we'll receive tomorrow from Speaker as she assigns that. And then the next item on our agenda is adjournment. So without objection, we'll adjourn at 11:21 a.m. Thank you, committee.